We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all are doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow path. And you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Most definitely. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. All right. And always remember that the Messiah intercedes for you daily. All right. So always got to stay grateful, thankful, and appreciative, and take it one day at a time. All right. Most definitely, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes in our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. Let us thank him for his grace, mercy, favor, love, his only begotten son dying for our sins, his outstretched arm, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word. Just so much things the Lord has done for us and continues to keep doing for us. Amen. Because his mercy endures forever and his love is unlimited. Okay. So we got to appreciate that day by day and not take it for granted or abuse it. All right. Let's reciprocate God's love with obedience and with the gospel, the law, such commandments, his word, and our coins, and do everything according to our calling and our purpose as well. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Welcome, brothers and sisters of the faith. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ. Let us always encourage each other in the Lord, y'all. Most definitely. Much love to the 12 tribes that are scattered all into the earth. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel. Much love to the church. Much love to the martyrs. And much love to the engrafted Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, and tongues all over the world, man. Much love to you all, okay? Let us always have that unity. And harmony, peace, and love forevermore. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Welcome, everyone. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth, all kindreds. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the beasts, all the creatures, all the fishes in the sea, all the birds in the air, all the mountains, the trees, the plants. Let all of God's creation praise him. Hallelujah. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Much love to you. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted and grafted in, it is all right as well. Let us gather together and praise the Lord. Sing a new song. Clap our hands. Stomp our feet. Play an instrument. Rejoice. Always rejoice, y'all. Cry out to him. Do what you got to do. All right. Worship in spirit and truth. And serve him with gladness and joy forevermore, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God for our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until the Son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. He has come back for a people who are ready to go spotless, blameless. Let us be washed up by the water through the word. Let us be washed up by the water by the word, y'all. Let us keep our lamps. Let us keep our oils, okay? Keep it, y'all. Most definitely. Let us know the Most High better. Let's get close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statutes, and commandments. Let's obey the laws of Christ, the law of the prophets. Let's obey all the Most High's word. And anything the Most High has told us personally, according to your purpose, your calling, your future, your current situation, honor that, handle that, and praise the Lord for that. Amen. And just know that you got to do your part as well, okay? Do your part. Amen. Nobody's going to do it for you. You got to do what you got to do for the Lord. Amen. So get to it. Most definitely, y'all. So I hope that you all have a blessed week, a blessed weekend, a blessed Sabbath, and all those things, okay? Now, it's the end of the year, so things are just wrapping up for this year and taking it one day at a time and getting ready for the new year, okay? So all in all, I just pray that you all stay safe out there. You know, a lot going on in America and in the world, so you got to just take it one day at a time and be very safe, okay? All right, so today's message, I'm going to do a commentary within the book of 1 Samuel, all right? And the book of Judges, basically. So I'll go through this commentary, and then I will close out with a prayer. I will close out with a priestly blessing, and I will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. Most definitely, okay? So this commentary is based on Jephthah. All right, so we're going to just read about him and then go from there. Okay, so here we go. The title of this is called What a Waste, Jephthah. When I saw that you wouldn't help, I took my life in my hands and crossed over to the fight the Ammonites, and the Lord gave me the victory over them. Now, why have you come up today to fight me? The book of Judges, chapter 12, verse 3. He stood with the warm waters of the Jordan washing over his feet. Across the river, he saw small groups of warriors straggling in from the battlefield. Some were his men from Gilead, some were from Ephraim. Inside, Jephthah was still seething. What a waste. Behind him, screened from view, his soldiers were summarily executing fellow Israelites. Three men waded the shallow ford and stood before Jephthah. He had lost count of how many of these conversations he had already had this day. Are you with Ephraim or Gilead? He asked the men. This was only a formality. The crushing defeat of Ephraim had suddenly and spontaneously increased the population of Gilead. So the answer to the question was invariably the same. We're from Gilead. Jephthah turned to his bodyguards and asked, do you recognize any of these men? They shook their heads. He faced the three and said, I want each of you to say one word, Shebaleth, Shebaleth. The three turned white with fear. One by one, they carefully pronounced Sibaleth. Jephthah shook his head in amazement. They really couldn't hear the difference. With practiced grimness, his soldiers led these three away to die. What a waste. Jephthah thought again. Somehow the word struck a guilty chord within him. It wasn't just him. It wasn't just the slaughter of his fellow Israelites. He thought about his half-brothers and the way they had rejected him years earlier. He thought about his own rash vow that had changed his daughter's life and filled him with sorrow. So much waste. Why don't people think about taking action? Why don't people think twice? He had tried to reason with the Ammonites. They had insisted on war. He had warned the Ephraimites. They hadn't retreated. Again, his thoughts brought him back to his own actions. Am I so different? Don't I act rashly and insist on my way? Am I willing to retreat? Can I take back my words? His daughter's face filled his mind, and he imagined her. He began to weep. A tear ran down Jephthah's face and fell into the Jordan. Things to take away from the commentary. Back to the future. Do you find it difficult to have mercy on those who have wronged you? How does God treat you when you sin against him? How do you control rash or impulsive tendencies in your life? What steps can you take to cultivate a patient, forgiving heart? The story continues to explore Jephthah's life and consider how God worked through him. Read the book of Judges chapter 11, verse 1, all the way through Judges chapter 12, verse 15, okay? So that's the story based on Jephthah, one of the men of Israel, okay? So we will go to the book of Judges and continue this reading and then wrap it up from there, okay? All right, Judges chapter 11, verse 1, here we go. Jephthah the Gileadite was a mighty warrior. His father was Gilead. His mother was a prostitute. Gilead's wife also bore him sons. And when they were grown up, they drove Jephthah away. You are not going to get any inheritance in our family, they said, because you are the son of another woman. So Jephthah fled from his brothers and settled in the land of Tob, where a group of adventurers gathered around him and followed him. Sometime later, when the Ammonites made war on Israel, the elders of Gilead went to get Jephthah from the land of Tob. Come, they said, be our commander so we can fight the Ammonites. Jephthah said to them, didn't you hate me and drive me from my father's house? Why do you come to me now when you're in trouble? The elders of Gilead said to him, nevertheless, we are turning to you now. Come with us to fight the Ammonites, and you will be our head over all who live in Gilead. And Jephthah answered, suppose you take me back to fight the Ammonites, and the Lord gives them to me. Will I really be your head? The elders of Gilead replied, the Lord is our witness. We will certainly do as you say. So Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and commander over them. And he repeated all his words before the Lord in Mizpah. Then Jephthah sent messengers to the Ammonite king with the question, what do you have against us that you have attacked our country? The king of Ammonites answered Jephthah's messengers, when Israel came up out of Egypt, they took away my land from the Arnon to the Jabbok, all the way to the Jordan. Now give it back peaceably. Jephthah sent back messengers to the Ammonite king saying, this is what Jephthah says. Israel did not take the land of Moab or the land of the Ammonites. But when they came up out of Egypt, Israel went through the desert up to the Red Sea and on to Kadesh. Then Israel sent messengers to the king of Edom, saying, give us permission to go through your country. But the king of Edom would not listen. They sent also to the king of Moab, and he refused. So Israel stayed at Kadesh. Next, they traveled through the desert, skirted the lands of Edom and Moab, passed along the eastern side of the country of Moab, and camped on the other side of the Arnon. They did not enter the territory of Moab, for the Arnon was its border. Then Israel sent messengers to Sihon, king of the Amorites, who ruled in Heshbon, and said to him, let us pass through your country to our own place. Sihon, however, did not trust Israel to pass through his territory. He mustered all his men and encamped at Jahaz and fought with Israel. Then the Lord, the God of Israel, gave Sihon and all his men into Israel's hands, and they defeated him. Israel took over all the land of the Amorites who lived in that country, capturing all of it from the Arnon to the Jabbok and from the desert to the Jordan. Now, since the Lord, the God of Israel, has driven the Amorites out before his people, Israel, what right have you take it over? What right do you have to take it over? Will you not take what your God Shamash gives you? Likewise, whatever the Lord our God has given us, we will possess. Are you better than Balak, son of Zippor, king of Moab? Did he ever quarrel with Israel or fight with them? For 300 years, Israel occupied Heshbon, Aroer, the surrounding settlements, and all the towns along the Arnon. Why didn't you retake them during that time? I have not wronged you, but you are doing me wrong by waging war against me. Let the Lord, the judge, decide the dispute this day between the Israelites and the Ammonites. The king of Ammon, however, paid no attention to the message of Jephthah sent him. Then the spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah. He crossed Gilead and Manasseh, passed through Mizpah of Gilead, and from there he advanced against the Ammonites. And Jephthah made a vow to the Lord, if you give the Ammonites into my hands, whatever comes out the door of my house to meet me when I return in triumph from the Ammonites will be the Lord's, and I will sacrifice it as a burnt offering. Then Jephthah went over to fight the Ammonites, and the Lord gave them into his hands. He devastated 20 towns from Aroer to the vicinity of Manith, as far as Abel Karamim. Thus Israel subdued Ammon. When Jephthah returned to his home in Mizpah, who should come out to meet him but his daughter, dancing to the sound of tambourines? She was an only child. Except for her, he had neither son nor daughter. When he saw her, he tore his clothes and cried, "Oh, my daughter, you have made me miserable and wretched because I have made a vow to the Lord that I cannot break." "My father," she replied, "you have given your word to the Lord. Do to me just as you promised, now that the Lord has avenged you of your enemies, the Ammonites. But grant me this one request." She said, "Give me 2 months to roam the hills and weep with my friends, because I will never marry." "You may go," and he said. "You may go," he said. And he let her go for 2 months. She and the girls went into the hills and wept because she would never marry. After the 2 months, she returned to her father, and he did to her as he had vowed, and she was a virgin. From this comes the Israelite custom that each year the young women of Israel go out for 40 days to commemorate the daughter of Jephthah, the Gileadite, Jephthah and Ephraim. The men of Ephraim called out their forces, crossed over to Zaphon, and said to Jephthah, "Why did you go to fight the Ammonites without calling us to go with you? We're going to burn down your house over your head." Jephthah answered, "I and my people were engaged in a great struggle with the Ammonites, and although I called, you didn't save me out of their hands. When I saw that you wouldn't help, I took my life in my hands and crossed over to fight the Ammonites, and the Lord gave me the victory over them. Now why have you come up today to fight me?" Jephthah then called together the men of Gilead and fought against Ephraim. The Gileadites struck them down because the Ephraimites had said, "You Gileadites are renegades from Ephraim and Manasseh." The Gileadites captured the fords of the Jordan leading to Ephraim. And whenever a survivor of Ephraim said, "Let me cross over," the men of Gilead asked him, "Are you an Ephraimite?" If he replied no, they said, "All right," saying Shabalith. But if he said Shabalith, because he could not pronounce the word correctly, they seized him and killed him at the fords of the Jordan. 42,000 Ephraimites were killed at that time. Jephthah led Israel 6 years. Then Jephthah the Gileadite died and was buried in a town in Gilead. Abzan, Elon, and Abdon. After him, Abzan, Bethlehem, led Israel. He had 30 sons and 30 daughters. He gave his daughters away in marriage to those outside his clan, his tribes, and for his sons, he brought in 30 young women as wives from outside of his tribes. Abzan led Israel 7 years. Then Abzan died and was buried in Bethlehem. After him, Elon, the Zebulunite, led Israel 10 years. Then Elon died and was buried in Ajalon in the land of Zebulun. After him, Abdon, son of Hillel from Parathon, led Israel. He had 40 sons and 30 grandsons who rode on 70 donkeys. He led Israel 8 years. Then Abdon, son of Hillel, died and was buried at Parathon and Ephraim in the hill country of the Amalekites. All right, y'all. So that is the reading of, let's see, of the book of Judges, chapter 11, verse 1, all the way through book of Judges, chapter 12, verse 15. This is based on Jephthah. So this is a warrior, a man of valor of Israel who went through a lot with his battles and his struggles among himself, his family, and his upbringing and his people, you know. So in this Old Testament, you see how a lot of Israelites always had a lot of division, a lot of clashes, a lot of misunderstandings, and, you know, strife and arrogance and pride and all these different things. So what we could take from this is to always be more better communicators, you know, be more better listeners, and to be more understanding and compassionate and kind and patient with one another, regardless of our differences, our upbringings, and our backgrounds, you know. So we got to get out of our own way and do things the way the Most High wants us to do it, okay? So that's what we could take from this commentary, all right? So whatever your purpose of calling is, just handle it for the Lord and take it one day at a time, because it's very demanding, okay? So you got to really handle it and stay obedient through it all, okay? So there you have it. What I would love to do as I close out this message is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord of hosts, y'all, the true creator. His Son died for our sins. His blood cleaned up our mess. Praise the Most High, y'all. His Son is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, the Advocate, the Almighty, true living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is a king of Israel. Amen. He is a king of kings. Hallelujah. He's a king of kings, the Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise. King of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is my portion, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my refuge, the Lord is my high tower, the Lord is my good fortress, the Lord is my shield, the Lord is my buckler, the Lord is my helper, the Lord is my counselor, the Lord is my healer, he is my redeemer, he is the branch, most definitely our refuge, hallelujah, praise him. Most definitely, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh, Ben Yahweh, Yahai, Yeshai, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yehosha, Ahai, Yeshaya, yes, he is Adonai, he is El Shaddai, yes, yes, praise him, Elohim, y'all, most definitely, he is the Father of lights, he is the consuming fire, he's the Father of mercies, the Father of grace, the Father of all of that, y'all, he is the true one. Most definitely, his son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He's the great physician who can heal all things. He's the carpenter who can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days to rest on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree, y'all. Praise him. Call on him. He'll show you great, mighty things, y'all. Search for him and seek him with all of your heart. He is a rewarder to those who seek him diligently. He will reward you, y'all. He rewards faithfulness, y'all. He rewards that faith, mustard seed faith. You cannot please him without faith. It's impossible to please him without faith. Got to have that faith, people. Mustard seed faith. His outstretched arm, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God will do it. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Most definitely, y'all. Praise him, the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the prophet, the redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God. Yes, yes, he is the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim. Most definitely his true word. Yes, yes, y'all. His word is pure, fine silver, just as David said in Psalms. Every word of God is pure, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. In these times that we in, we all need prayer. We all need the Most High more than ever. We got to obey people. We got to do better from there on out, okay? Praise the Lord, y'all. Got to keep on praising him. Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of all, the abiding Son, the abolisher of the enemy, the abundant grace, the abundant life, the Ancient of Days, Adonai, Advocate, Alpha Tau, Alpha and Omega, altogether lovely. Amen. Anchor of souls, angel of God, angel of his presence, angel of Jacob, angel of the Lord, anointed king, anointed one, anointed of the Holy Spirit, anointed preacher, anointed witness, anointed of my head, another king, another priest, anthem of a new song, apple tree, appointed heir, appointed judge, appointed of God, appointed sacrifice, appointer of seasons, approved of God, ark of strength, arm of his strength, arm of redemption, arm of the Lord, armor of God, assurance of our hearts, a stonied one, author and finisher of our faith, author of eternal salvation, arrow of conviction, author of peace with God, author of the book of life, availing shield and buckler, the baby of Bethlehem, baby and child of promise, balm of Gilead, the banner of Israel, the banner of love, the baptizer, the bearer of the seven stars, beautiful and glorious branch, beauty of holiness, beauty of the Lord, beginning and ending, beginning of wisdom, beloved white and ruddy one, beloved of the Father, beloved Son, better than angels, blessed and glorious Lamb, blessed and only potent, blessed and glorious name, blessed Lamb of glory, blessed one, blessed rock, blesser of the children, branch, branch of righteousness, bread, bread of heaven, bread of God, bread of life, breastplate of our righteousness, bridegroom, bridegroom Lamb, bright light of glory, brightness of his glory, brightness of the Lord, brightness of thy rising, bringer of good things, brother of James, buckler to the upright, buckler to all, builder and maker, builder of the church, bruised and afflicted of God, bruiser of Satan, captain of salvation, captain of the Lord's host, carpenter, Jesus, carpenter's son, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, chiefest among 10,000, child Jesus, child of the Holy Spirit, chosen of God, chosen stone of God, Christ Jesus, the Lord, Christ of God, Christ our life, Christ our peace, Christ the crucified, Christ the King of Israel, Christ the Lord, Christ the rock, Christ the Son of David, Christ the Son of God, Christ the Son of the blessed, Christ the first fruits, cloud of the Lord, cluster of the campfire, comfort of the mourners, comforter of Zion, compassionate shepherd, consuming fire, confidence, conquering lamb, consecrated son, consolation of Israel, complete controller of all, completer of the saints, contradiction of sinners, counsel of the Most High, covenant of the people, covenant of promise, convert from the storm, creator of Israel, creator of the new heavens and earth, creator of principalities and powers, creator of the earth, creator of the heavens, creator of visible and invisible things, creator of the winds, the crown of glory, the crown of pure gold, the darling, the day's man, the day spring from on high, the day star, the defense, the deliverer to Zion, the deliverer of my soul, designer of the universe, desire of all nations, desire of our soul, desire of the bride, desire of the prophets and kings, desire of the righteous, desire of women, despised and rejected one, despised of the people, due of youth, due unto Israel, diadem of beauty, yes, disallowed stone, door of faith, door of the sheep, dweller of the heavenlies, El Shaddai, enlarger of Gad, elect of the Lord, Elohim, enlarger of my heart, enlightener of my darkness, ensign for the nations, ensign of the people, enthroned priest, equal of God, establisher of the ends of the earth, eternal Christ, eternal life, eternal word, Eucharist of our faith, everlasting God, everlasting King, everlasting name, everlasting priest, ever living intercessor, ever living one, ever merciful one, exalted and extolled servant. Exalted God of salvation, exalted Lamb, exalted name, exceeding joy our God, our sure reward. Yes, excellency of God, excellent, excellent and comely one, executor of judgment, executor of righteousness, expectation of David, express image, eye of the Lord. Yes, the face of God, face of the Lord, fairer than children of men. Faithful, faithful ambassador, faithful creator, faithful Lord, faithful and just forgiver, faithful witness, faithfulness, father of the fatherless, fellow, first and last, first begotten from the dead. Fire of Zion, firstborn among many brethren, firstborn from the dead, firstborn of every creature, firstborn son, first fruits of them that slept, first love, the excellence of God, the foreordained eternally, forerunner, the former of all things, the former of Jacob and Israel, the former of the light, the fountain of Jacob, fountain of the house of David, framer of the worlds, free gift, friend forever, friend of Abraham, friend of publicans and sinners, fruit of the earth, fruit of the womb, fullness of the Father, fullness of the Godhead, gardener of earth, gatherer of the winds, Gentiles trust, gift of God, giver of secrets and treasures of earth. Giver of the good spirit, gladness of the nations, glorious arm, glorious honor of thy majesty, glorious Lord, glorious voice with us, glory of gods, glory of Israel, glory of the Gentiles, God blessed forever, God manifest in flesh, God of David, God of great kindness, God of pardon and new life, God of righteousness and wrath, God of Jeshurun, God of Noah, Job, and Daniel, God our Savior, God with us, good and upright, good Lord, good shepherd, good teacher, good man of the house, governor of many nations, gracious God, gracious Lord, gracious and full of compassion. Great counselor, great door, great God, great high priest, great king, great Lord, great one, great peace, great prophet, great savior, great shepherd, great and amazing, wonderful, excellent God, greater than Abraham, greater than Isaac, greater than Jacob, greater than Jonah, greater than David, greater than Noah, greater than Solomon, greater than our hearts, greater and more perfect tabernacle, greatness of excellency, greatness of might, greatness of strength, greatness of thy power, greatness of Zion, green tree, guarantor of our security, guarantor of the new covenant, guarantor of the tree of life, guide for us, God, the hand of the Lord, hanged redeemer, harmless, hated one, hater of iniquity, head above all, head of all principality and powers, head of every man, head of the body, head of the corner, head of the church, head of all. Head over things, healer of broken hearts, healer of souls, healer of wounds, health of my countenance, hearer of prayer, help of his countenance, helper of the helpless, heir of all things, hidden God, hidden manna, high above all, high and lofty one, high God, high Lord, high priest of good things, high priest of our profession, high priest over house of God, high right hand, high tower of mine, higher than heavens, higher than kings, highest one, his brightness, his dear son, his excellent greatness. His holiness, his holy arm, his loving kindness, his mighty hand, his right hand, his son, Jesus Christ, his son, our Lord, holier than thou, holy and true, holy child, Jesus, holy Lord God, holy name, holy one and just, holy one of God, holy one of Israel, holy one of Jacob, holy one of Mount Paran, holy thing, honorable Lamb of God, honorable Lamb of glory, honored son, hope in the day of evil, hope of David, hope of eternal life, hope of glory, hope of his people, Israel. Hope of Israel, hope of righteousness, hope of the promise, hope and joy of Abraham, hope and joy of Simeon, horn of David, horn of salvation, horn of the house of David, horn of the house of Israel, horn of my salvation, Hosanna of the highest praise, house of defense, humbler of the high-minded, husband of Israel, husband of the bride, the I am that I am, the great I am, yes, the I am who I am, the image of God, the image of the believers, image of the Father, image of the invisible God, Emmanuel, immortal, incarnate God, infinite one, inheritor of all nations, inheritor of my mountains, intercessor of sinners, jasper and sardine stone, jealous God, Jesus Christ our Lord, Jesus Christ our Savior, Jesus Christ the righteous, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the crucified, Jesus the grace and truth, Jesus the King of the Jews, Jew, judge among nations, righteous judge of all the earth, judge of Israel, judge of quick and dead, judge of the fatherless, judge of widows. Justified of the spirit, justifier of the circumcision, justifier of the seed of Israel, just God, just Lord, just man, just one, just Savior, keeper of Israel, keeper of the covenant and mercy, keeper of the keys of hell and death. Whew. Kindler of Tophet, King beautiful, King eternal, King forever, King of all the earth. King of glory, King of heaven, King of Israel, King of Jacob, King of kings and Lord of lords, King of nations, King of peace, King of righteousness, King of saints, King of the Jews, King of truth, King of Zion, kinsman nearer than I, kinsman redeemer, Kodashim, Holy One, Korban, sacrifices, Lamb, Lamb of God, Lamb of Mount Zion, Lamb of the 144,000 sealed Israelites of the 12 tribes, Lamb of salvation, Lamb of the great multitude, Lamb of the 12 apostles, Lamb slain from the foundation, Lamb to the slaughter, Lamb without spot and blemish, Lamp, Lamp of the feet, last Adam, leader and commander, life, life of man, lifted and exalted son, lifted up suffering symbol, lifted of my head, light and truth, light everlasting, light and darkness, light of heaven, light of Israel, light of life, light of men, light of the city, light of the Gentiles, light of the glorious gospel, light of the glory of God, light of the path, light of the world, light of thy countenance, lily among thorns, lily of the valley, lion of the tribe of Judah, lion of Zion, living bread, living redeemer, living savior, living stone, long-suffering God, Lord in Christ, Lord in God, Lord and shepherd, Lord from heaven, Lord God of the holy prophets, Lord God of Mount Sinai, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of glory, Lord Messiah, Lord Most High, Lord Yahuwah, everlasting strength, Lord of a new covenant, Lord of all, Lord of David, Lord of glory, Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of hosts, Lord of kings, Lord of lords, Lord of peace, Lord of heaven's riches, Lord of the harvest, Lord of the Sabbath, Lord of the scriptures, Lord of the second advent, Lord of the whole earth, Lord our hope, Lord our judge, Lord our king, Lord our Lord, Lord our maker, Lord our righteousness, Lord our shield, Lord over all, Lord the God of hosts, Lord the judge, Lord thy creator, Lord thy redeemer, Lord thy savior, love of righteousness, magnified Lord, magnified name, majesty, maker of all things, maker of Israel, maker of morning darkness, maker of one new man, maker of peace, maker of the new way, maker of the path and the sea, man Christ, man of God. Man Christ Jesus, man of God, man of sorrows, man of thy right hand, man of war, manna from heaven, marred one, master in heaven, master of the house, master of the sea, mediator of a better covenant, mediator of the new covenant, mediator of the new testament, mediator between God and man, meek and lowly Jesus, merciful and faithful high priest, merciful God, messenger of the covenant, Messiah, Messiah the prince, mightier than the mighty waves, mightier than the noise of any waters, mighty and strong one, mighty arm, mighty God, mighty hand of God, mighty man, mighty one of Israel, mighty one of Jacob, mighty power, mighty savior, mighty strength, mighty wisdom, mind of the Lord, mind anointed, mind elect, mind holy one, minister of the circumcision, minister of the sanctuary, minister of the true tabernacle, most holy, most mighty, most upright, mystery of godliness, narrow gate, Nazarene, near Lord, obedient son, offspring of David, ointment poured, one true one, the one and only sacrifice, one Lord, one shepherd, only rock, ordained lamp of the anointed, ordained of the Father, ordainer of the preachers, our King, our Lord, our Passover, our peace, our Sabbath, our sin offering, overcomer lamb, overcomer of the overcomers, overcomer of the principalities, overcomer of the world, overseer of the congregation, pattern of the believers, peacemaker, perfect peace, physician, great physician, excellent physician, wonderful physician, amazing physician, pierced Messiah, pierced one, pillar of fire, plant of renown. Yes, he is the pleased of the Father, the polished shaft, the portion of Jacob, portion of the land of living, portion of my inheritance, possessor of heaven and earth, potentate, potter, power of God, powerful and rich lamb, praise of the children, praise of the saints, preacher of good things, preacher of righteousness, precious lamb, precious Lord, precious stone, preeminent one, preparer of heavenly places, preserver of men, preserver of saints, preserver of the word, preserver of the faithful, preserver of his creation, priest, priest forever of Melchizedek. Prince of life, prince of princes, prince of the kings of the earth, prophet of his brethren, prophet from Nazareth of Galilee, prophet, mighty deed and truth, propitiation for sins, propitiation of our faith, proverb to his people, pure one, quickening love, quickening spirit, quickening word, rabbi, rabboni, 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 ransom for all, recompenser, reconciler of enemies, reconciler of things earthly and heavenly things, redeemer and forgiver, redeemer of Abraham, redeemer of Israel, redeemer of souls, redeemer of the first testament, redeemer of Zion, Redeemer the Holy One, Redeemer the Lamb, Redeemer the Lord of Hosts, Redemption, Refiner and Purifier, Refuge for the Oppressed, Refuge for Us, Refuge from the Storm, Refuge in Day of Affliction, Refuge in Trouble, Reigning Lamb, Reproach of Men, Rest for Our Souls, Restorer of Zion, Reject the Stone of Builders, Resurrection and Judge, Resurrection and the Life, Revealer of Secrets, Revealer of Counsels of the Heart, revealer of the hidden mystery, revealer of the hidden things, reverend, rewarder of servants and prophets, righteous, righteous and very faithful testimony, right hand of David, right hand of my righteousness, righteous branch, righteous God, righteous judge, righteous man, righteous one, righteous rock, righteous servant, risen light, risen Lord, river of waters, rock higher than I, rock of Israel, rock of my refuge, rock of my salvation, rock of offense, rock of the church, rock of the wilderness, rock and fortress, rock our God, rock the Lord, rod and branch, rod of his mouth, rod of my anger, rod of my strength, rod of thine inheritance, root of David, rose of Sharon, ruler of Israel, ruler of the 24 elders, salvation of all nations, salvation of God, salvation of the daughters of Zion, Samaritan, help the Samaritan woman, same Lord over all, same stone of prophecy, same yesterday, today, forever, same word of eternity, sanctified and sent one, saving health, saving strength of his anointed, Savior, Savior Jesus, Savior of all, Savior of the body, Savior of the law, Savior of the world, scepter out of Israel, scorned one, searcher of hearts, second man, secret of thy presence, seed of Abraham promise, seed of Adam humanity, seed of David kingship, seed of God deity, seed of Jacob nationality, seed of Judah tribe, seed of Shem race, seed of woman prophecy, amen. We touch and agree. In the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new dreams, new visions, new song to sing, new stability, renewed, married heart, forgiving heart, warm heart, love, joy, peace, grace, mercy, favor, approval, favor and grace, approval and grace, favor, favor, favor. I speak those things over your life forevermore. Take it one day at a time, people. Become a new creature in Christ. Be born again of spirit and water. Repent and get baptized. Start your life over the Most High. Get on that narrow path and stay on it forevermore, y'all. You got it. Praise the Lord. The Lord loves you. Love him back with obedience and through his word, all right? Handle it, y'all. Praise him, y'all. He is the seeking shepherd, the self-existent one, separate from sinners, servant, servant of rulers, servant of the Father, servant of the Lord, shade upon thy right hand, shadow of a great rock, shadow of his hand, shadow of my hand, shadow of the Almighty, shadow of thy wings, shalom of God, Shekinah, glory, shelter, shelter of his flock, shepherd of Israel, shepherd of souls, shepherd of the flock, shepherd of the little flock, shepherd of the other sheep, shepherd of the sheep, shepherd of tender compassion, shepherd lamb, shepherd of the valley, shield for me, shield of thy help, Shiloh, shorn lamb, sign spoken against, silent and meek lamb, sin bearer, sinless high priest, sinless one, sir, slayer of the enemy, smitter of the nation, smitten judge of Israel, smitten rock of Horeb, smitten shepherd, smitten of God, son of man, sower of the word of God, spirit of Christ, song of drunkards, son from heaven, son of David, son of freedom, son of God, son of Joseph, son of man in heaven, son of man the Savior, son of Mary, son of peace, son of the Father, son of the free woman, son of the highest, son of the living God, son of truth, son over his house, spiritual drink, spiritual meat, spiritual rock, spoiler of the principalities, spokesman of the Father, sprinkler of nations and kings, star out of Jacob this day, distiller of the raging sea, the stone cut without hands, the stone of Israel, the stone of stumbling, the stone the builders rejected, the stranger and alien, the strength and song, strength in time of trouble, strength of Israel, strength of my heart, strength of my life, strength of the children, strength of the Lord, strength to the needy, strength to the poor, stretched out arm, outstretched arm, strong habitation, strong hand, strong Lord, strong Redeemer, strong power, strong rock, strong hold, strong tower, stumbling stone, son of righteousness, sure foundation, sure mercies of David, sure steadfast anchor, surety of a better testament, surety of David, sustainer, sufficient one, sword of thy excellency, tabernacle, tabernacle of God, teacher from God, teacher of David, teacher of my path, tempest of hail and destroying storm, temple, temple of the city, tender plant, wonderful, amazing creator, amazing God, excellence of the kings, testament of prophecy, testator, testimony of the scriptures, that bread, that eternal life, that one from the beginning, that prophet, that rock, the creator, the everlasting arm, the excellent delight, the glorious honor of thy majesty, the glory of their strength, the grace of God, the highest, the just, the justification of life, the justification of many, the king, the Lord, my hiding place, the Lord, my helper and deliverer, the love of God, the man, the manifest life, the mercy of the Most High, the mighty of Jacob, the rock of our salvation, the Savior, the victory, the Savior of upright hearts, the secret of the Lord, the Son of the Lord God, the song of Moses, the sower, the straight gate, thine holy one, thresher of wheat and chaff, throne of God's holiness, thou Christ, tower of David, tower and fortress, tower of salvation, trampler of the young lion and dragon, treader of the angry waves, treader of the high places, treader of the lion and adder, treader of the winepress, thy glorious name, thy kindness and marvelous comfort, thy staff and comfort, thy praise, treasure of wisdom, tried stone, triumph Christ, Triumph Overcomer, Triumph Lamb, True the Faithful Witness, True and Righteous Judge, True Bread from Heaven, True God and Eternal Life, True Light, True Vine, Truth, Uncorrupted and Glorified One, Uncomprehendable Light, Undefiled, Excellent God, God Works in Mysterious Ways, Unknown God, Unspeakable Gift, Upholder of All Things, Upholding Right Hand, Valiant Right Hand, Veil to the New and Living Way, Very Beautiful King, Very Christ, Very Foundation of the Church, Very God of Peace, Very Great, Very High, Very, Very High, Very High Priest, Very High Servant, Very Lovely Song, Very Present Help, Very Pure Word, Victorious King and Lord, Victorious Lord Jesus, Victorious One, Victory. Ooh, victory is mine, y'all. Vine, the voice of great thunder, the voice of many waters, the voice of the Almighty, the voice of the Lord God, wall of fire, water of life, the way everlasting, way of salvation, way of the just, way of the Lord, way to the holiest, weakness of God, well-beloved of God, well-beloved son, white linen of the saints, white stone, wisdom and knowledge, wisdom of the just, wise and strong lamb, witness of the Father, witness of truth, witness to the people, wonderful counselor, word made flesh, word of God, word of his power, word of life, word of righteousness, word of the Lord, worshipful Lord, worthy Lamb of heaven, worthy Lord Jesus, worthy Redeemer, worthy servant, wounded one in house of friends, wounded one for transgressors, yoke of peace and rest, young child, zeal of the Lord of hosts, zealous one, hallelujah, praise him. We serve an amazing, excellent creator, and his son is amazing for dying for our sins, y'all. Ooh, excuse me, yes, praise the Most High, y'all. Y'all stay strong out there, okay? Take it one day at a time, amen. So there you have it. That is the word for today, all right? So what I love to do as I close out is give y'all the priestly blessing on the way out, all right? So prayers up for all those out there, man, who's going through different things. Prayers up. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.